As the Mishnah over here is Machadish, that is a Chayvus Bia. Meaning in the Torah, it says Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, there's an Issa to have Chometz. It says there's a Mitzvah of Tashvisu, Levar Chometz, but it doesn't say there's a Chayvus Bia. And our Mishnah is Machadish, that Chutz in the Mitzvah Levar Chometz, there's a Mitzvah to be Baidik Achrab. Even if you don't know you have Chometz, you have to be Baidik to find the Chometz. That's Chiddush number one in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says three chidushim in the din of Dika. Number one, chidush number one is the Zman of Dika. Or Larba Asa, which the Gemara says means Lelarba Asa Boykin. And it's a chidush. The Gemara asks, Chometz is not Eser Nesar till Chatzos on Yudalit. So why do you have to be Boydik the night before? You should be Boydik on the day of Pesach, the Gemara asks. The Gemara says the reason why you boidik b'lel al ba'aser is because that's a time when everyone comes home from work or from the Beis Medrash, and araner is yafa l'bdika. As chiddush number one is the zman of bdika, b'lel yadam. Chiddush number two of the Mishnah is how you boidik l'araner. Explains the Gemara what's it coming lafuke. It's coming lafuke ara levana. And oravuka, that you can't use ora levana, even if moonlight comes into the place, or an avuka, a torch, which literally means like a dollar candle or something that has a lot of flames together. You have to use ora nel, because ora nel is yofa lebdika. As the second chiddush of the bdika is how you do the bdika, with what kind of a or you use for the bdika. Ora nel, is over here. It's an interesting dig in Rashi. Rashi says, "Bigemara mefarish taima," and Rashi, the Mesirish Ashas, the one who put in which daf to look at, is the Mesirish Ashas. It's not Rashi. He says, "Zayin Amid Beis." If you look on Zayin Amid Beis, there's nothing there. It doesn't say the tam. The Gemara asks, "Minolan ba'or haner," and the Gemara brings an asmachta from a pasuk. As Lechayr, it's a little bit of a aura. If Rashi's saying, B'gmara mefarish taima, it's not on Zayin Amid Beis. Over there, it just brings an asmachta. If he would have said, B'gmara mefarish the mokar, as okay, B'gmara's mefarish the mokar. But Rashi says, B'gmara mefarish taima. Therefore, behelim the Mesiris Hashas, we would want to say that Rashi really meant the Gemara on Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara on Ches Amid Aleph explains why do you use Or HaNer? Because Or HaNer is Yofa L'Dika. A mashal, if you're going to use an Achsadra, a big fire, you're not going to bring it into Chayim V'Stokin, you're afraid it's going to burn down your house. Or HaNer is easier to make sure. For Oy, the Or HaNer is a straight R. It's not an R that goes wide. It's a focused R. You could focus it in more, better on the iron V'Stokin. As we would say, the Helam Divrei, the Mesiris Hashas, that it's not supposed to be the Gemara and Ches Amid Aleph, and it shouldn't bother you because it's not Rashi that did it. Sefsha means Ches Amid Aleph. Lemaisa, the Achreinim learned, means Zayin on the base. And they want to say a Chiddush al Pisa. There's an interesting Ha'ara, the Chem Dishlaima asks on Rashi. He asks that if you look in the Mishnah, the Seder of the Mishnah is Or La Arba Asa, Boikin Es HaChometz, L'Or HaNer. As the word Boikin Es HaChometz appears in the Mishnah before the word L'Or HaNer. As why is Rashi Mefarish the word L'Or HaNer before the word Boikin? Hare in the Mishnah, if you look, the word L'Or HaNer is after the word Boikin. That's what the Chandish Loma asks on Rashi. L'chor Rashi was Mefarish the Mishnah, Shaloi Keseder. First he should be Mefarish, Boikin Es HaChometz, and then be Mefarish Or HaNer. As the Achreinim want to say, that because Rashi is coming to say, bring a Mokar, that B'dik is Daraisa. L'Or HaNer, the Gemara later on Zayin Amid Beis, is going to bring a Mokar from a Pasuk. As you see, B'dik is Daraisa. As then Rashi continues, Boidkin Shelo Yava Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze. As Kilu, the first Rashi was a hakdama to the second Rashi, being that you see in the Gemara that the Gemara brings a makor that the Or HaNer is from a pasuk, as you see Bdikas Daraisa. As therefore Rashi put first L'Or HaNer B'Gemara Mefarish Taima before he said the Rashi of Boitkin. That's what the Achreinim want to say. But that's only if you learn Rashi is referring to the makor from the pasuk. If you're going to learn like us, Rashi is going means Ches Amid Aleph, and he's not referring to the pasuk, he's referring to the tam, then you wouldn't be able to say this Mahalach Yidas Rashi. Yeah. Be'etzem, it's a gevaldike chap. Appreciate the chap. It's a gishmaka, it's a nice havraka, but al derech hapshat, mo'oid rochel, that's what Rashi means. Yeah. Kilo Rashi wanted to be meram, is the dika d'araisa. It's a big chiddush. Okay, but the Or is a nice Or. Why is Rashi Mefarish the Or HaNer before Boitkin? They want to say because he wants to bring a mukkah to be Yesh Lom. Okay. As that's chiddush number one, is the Zman of the Bdika. Chiddush number two is how you do Bdika. That's the second thing the Mishnah is telling us. Ba'or HaNer, not Ba'or Avu. The third chiddush of the Mishnah is the makam hafdika. What's the makam that you're boiling? Zog the Mishnah, kol makam shei machnisim boi chometz ein tzarech bdika. L'chayra, a little bit of ara, maybe the olam would help me. Try to answer the ara. Why does the Mishnah say that you don't do bdika in a makam shei machnisim? L'chayra, the Mishnah is telling us what to do. As the Mishnah should have said, Mokom Shemachnisim Bei Chometz Sarev Bdika. Just like the mitzvah until now. When do you do Bdika? Lel Yadalit. With what? With Or HaNer. Where? In a Mokom Shemachnisim. Why are we speaking about where you don't do Bdika? L'chayri, we should have spoke about where you do do Bdika. That's a little bit of an Or. Interesting Or. Does anyone have a Mahalach? Why the Mishnah is speaking about where you don't do Bdika? As he wants to say, Gevaldige Chiddush L'Dina, the Achreinim handle, what's the din if it's a Safik, Makom Shemachnisin, Makom She'ein Machnisin? It's a Safik, you're not sure if it's a Makom Shemachnisin or not. What's the halacha? As he wants to answer, that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. The only thing that's potter is a vaday makom she'ein machnisin. If it's not a vaday makom she'ein machnisin, then you're not potter. That's what he wants to taina, which is a shena taina. Lefize, you'd have a remez that a suffix makom she'machnisin has a dinyu mechuyu bdika. Only in a vaday makom she'ein machnisin, you don't need it. Another mahalach could be is it's coming to teach us that stam places in the house are makom shemachnisim. As the standard place in the house is a makom shemachnisim. You don't have to tell us. It's coming to teach us only miyit makoimis that a makom she'ein machnisim, you don't have to be boy. As it's coming to teach us the standard place in the house you should always assume is a makom shemachnisim. As it doesn't have to tell me where to be baidik, everywhere. Chutz from a few limited places that we call makom she'ein machlisa. So that's the kibun, the chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay. As what's the Mishnah coming to teach us? The third chiddush is, a makom she'ein machlisin, you don't have to be baidik. Frek the Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef is the sefer, the Prima Gadim wrote ala shas. As Frek the Rosh Yosef, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah b'chla? Why should you have to be boydik a makom shei machnisim by chometz? What was the havamina b'chla? Of course you don't have to be boydik. There's no chometz there. We saw bishleima you boydkin lel yudalad chiddush. You can't wait till the next day. Boydkin bar on there chiddush. You can't use a aravuka. I hear, but makom shei machnisim. The Mishnah has to tell me you're potter in a makom shei machnisim. Avada, you don't have to be boydik. Why should I be boydik? There's nothing there. Does frek the Reish Yosef. Zog the Reish Yosef, the Gemara had a Havamina that you say, the Mishnah had a Havamina, you say loy pluk. If you're going to tell people, you're boidik in certain places in the house, certain places you're not be boidik, they're going to make mistakes, they're going to stretch it. This is also, they made a light plug. You have to be boidic everywhere in the house. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to say, that you don't say loy plug. Thus is the teretz of the Rishis. The yesh tei shailos on the mahalach of the Rishis. Number one, Rashi learns the Mishnah is talking about b'dika d'araisa. In b'dika d'araisa, there's no loy plug. The plug is in b'dikas d'rabbanan. If the Mishnah is going on b'dika d'araisa, as what's the loy plug? Loy plug is in takkanos chachamim, but in dinei d'araisas, derech klal. Unless you'll say no, sometimes the d'araisas they also make, but the derech klal they don't make loy plugs. Aleph. Beis. A much stronger aura is the Gemara asks a question. If you're potter in a makam shei machnisin, as why does the Mishnah say beis shuris of a malte if you have to be boiding? So the Gemara, we're talking about beis shuris of a malte where the derech is to bring chametz. Mashma, that we had a hava mina to learn. The reason, if you hold your boidik in a makam she'ei machnisin, as then it's good why it says beis shura shebemate. Oh, but because Amish is machadish, you only do b'dik in a makam she'machnisin, as then it's shver. Mufurish in the Mishnah that if you would be boidik even in a makam she'ei machnisin, it would be good why you boidik beis shura shebemate. Why only beis shura shebemate? If you boidik in a makam shei machnisin, you should have to be boidik kol amartif. Why only beis shuras? I mean, the Gemara had a hava mina to learn why you boidik beis shuras shebemartif. Beis shuras means two rows of barrels. Yeah. Why you boidik two rows of barrels? Because you boidik in a makam shei machnisin. If you boidik in a makam shei machnisin, you have to be boidik the whole martif. Why only two shuras? And in fact, the way the Prima Gadam learns, the Havamina was like plug. That's why only Beis Shura Shebemalti. L'choira Mikan is a makkah to a different mahalach. And understanding what a makkam she'ei machnisim boi chametz is. What is a makkam she'ei machnisim boi chametz? As the Reish Yosef assumed, a makkam she'ei machnisim means there's a chametz there. As if that's the case, the Prima Gadam is asking a valdige shaila. So what's the chiddush if there's no chametz there? Vaisachis, a makam shei machnisin, is a makam where there is a chash of chametz. But the chash is not strong enough to be machayev. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. There has to be some level of chash that it turns it into a makam shei machnisin by chametz. A makam shei machnisin doesn't mean there's zikr no chametz there. That's one of the big mistakes that people make when they're boiting. Is this a makam shemachnisin or not? Maybe does not make it into a makam shemachnisin. It could be there's a tzadis chametz, but it's not strong enough. Oh. The shailis of what defines makam shemachnisin. Oh. As the Miri's Loshin in the Mishnah is, makam shemachnisin is a makam that there's a reyasa. There's a strong reason to assume that there's still chametz there. Thus is a makam shemachnisin. But a makam that one time you brought in chametz, but it's mistaber that it's not there now, even though it's not 100% it's not there, that's called a makam she'ein machnisin by chametz. As the fizeh is doch gewaldig. The Mishnah is saying a big chiddush. A makam she'ein machnisin means a makam that even though I brought chametz in, but it's mistaber, it's not around. As the Moshe, you have certain places, you know, maybe one time you went in an attic and maybe one time you brought in chametz, that's not a maltev. A maltev is a place where every time you're eating, you use. That's a storage room that every time you're eating, you use. But if you have something that once in a blue moon, once in a... what kilo of you used chametz there, but pashtus it was clean over there. That's not called a makam shemachnisin, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. As a makam she'ein machnisin doesn't mean ein machnisin. You never were machnis some chametz. There's zikr no chametz. It means there's could be there is, but you still potter because it's not ragel that chametz should be left there. And less than ragel, there's no reyesa. It's not a place that people leave chametz. So, the marshal, you have an attic that you don't eat in. If you're clean people, because that's a makum shei machnisim boy chametz. Yet yeshiva bachurim's dinas yesh l'stapik. There is a makum shei machnisim boy chametz. You know, people that eat and they leave their food everywhere, they don't clean, yesh l'stapik, where the makum. But let's say you have a very clean house and there are places, it could be you put chametz in there once, but you took it out. That's a makum, that's still a makum shei machnisim boy chametz. This is what you see. Okay, so we saw today what is the definition of a makom she'ein machnisim by a makom she'machnisim. Makom she'machnisim, makom that there's a reyesa, there's a strong sad to stay, there's still chametz there. Bez Hashem, with the time, will be magder a little bit more, but for the tchilas adava, we'll start, we'll be magder with the miri. Okay, this is the Mishnah. That's the chedushim of the Mishnah, the zman of dikas chametz, ma'oi, the oifin yubaydi, with the ar haner. Be'ez Hashem in the hemshech hadvarim, we'll talk about could you be boydi with zman hazeh with a flashlight. Rechoyra, a flashlight is better than an ar haner. They didn't have a flashlight in the times of Chazal. Ar haner was lafuke ar avuka, but ar a flashlight is much better. Dug v'tishka. That we'll see in the Hemshech Rabban. But the Mishnah says, Aranem. And the third Chiddush is the Makoimis that you need. That's the third Chiddush of the Mishnah. So now let's come to the Rashi. Rashi, the famous Rashi in the Mishnah, the Sridhistika Rashi in the Mishnah, the first big Rashi in the Sefer of Sakhar. Rashi says, Boykin, Shaloi Yavar, Alov, Bebal Yeroi, Ubebal Yemotze. Rashi says the reason why you mechuya bedika is kedei shaloi lava v'bal yira u'bal yimotze. Mechor Chaim in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph in the Psicha dons in Rashi that the iser is to have chametz, but it doesn't say in the iser that you have to be boidik for the chametz. If you have chametz, you're over for an iser. You're over an iser. How do you know you have to be boidik after chametz? Befrat, we're talking about it. As a know there's chametz there, as where do you see in the lava bal yirah that you're mechuyev to be boidik for the chametz? Zok di makar chayim that vayis techoyis, it's a svara. If the Torah told you don't have chametz, as if you're not gonna check, maybe there's chametz. As kedei that you shouldn't be over on bal yirah, a person is mechuyev on his own to check and to make sure he doesn't have chametz. Being that it's a place that maybe there's chametz, it's a makom that's machmisim boy chametz. As therefore misvara you mechuyev to check, and he brings a dilgma dunya to bedikas toiloyim. Like vegetables, if there's toiloyim on the vegetables, certain kinds, it's also to eat them. As there's a din in Yeridea Simon Pei Dalit that you mechuyev to be boidik for toiloyim. This Makar Chaim is assuming that the chiyev of bedikas toiloyim is the araisa, because he's comparing it to Rashi that learns bedikas the araisa. As he learns the chiyev of bedikas toiloyim is the araisa, in a parenthesis, the Imre Bina in Hilchas Chametz Simon Aleph argues on this Makar Chaim. He says he doesn't understand the Makar Chaim. How can he bring a raya that bedikas toiloyim and it's daraisa? He says the halacha is b'di'eved if you weren't boidik the toiloyim over there in Yeridea. It says you're allowed to eat it in certain ifanim. As you see, there's a chayvus bika that's not daraisa. It's a din lechatchila darbonim. Bavinishvi, dainu arvacha arvatzar. The raya he brought yesh lo. Abba the Makar Chaim is a Gavra Rabba. He brings the Raya from Bedikas Toiloyim. He learns Bedikas Toiloyim is a Din Daraisa. And he says, so who are Din in Bedikas Chametz? Lamaisa Rav Nochum Din very strong on the Makar Chaim. There are two very strong questions on the Makar Chaim we saw yesterday. Number one, the Gemara later on says, on Daf Zayin, HaBoidik Sarach Sheyavarach. When we make bedikas chametz, we make a bracha. When we do bedikas toiloyim, we don't make a bracha, because that's our personal thing that we shouldn't be over in iser. It's our personal eitzah. It's not a chiyav of the Torah. The Torah wasn't a chiyav. You can't say, Hashem kedushonu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu. The Torah wasn't mitzvah. V'oy, the Gemara on Dav Dalet says that Amdikas Chametz is a din of Zriza Magdim and Lamitzvahs. As if it's just my Eitzah not to be Oiver, it's not a mitzvah. There's no Zriza Magdim and Lamitzvahs, Amdikas Tloyim. You don't have to wake up first thing and check the Tloyim for the salad you're going to eat the whole day. There's no halacha that way. Zriza Magdim, it's not a mitzvah. It's my personal Eitzah that I shouldn't come to be Oiver in Issa. As therefore, Reb Nachum wanted to say the chiddush of Reb Nachum himself. It's one of the most famous chiddush of Reb Nachum in general, and befrag the Masechta Pesachim. Reb Nachum wanted to say gevaldige chiddush in Baal Yirah. He wanted to say that Baal Yirah is not kipshuta, what we think. The issur is not to have chametz in your rishos. No, the gedder of the issur of Baal Yirah is destroy the chametz and don't leave it. Baal Yirah is mechayev levar es hachametz and don't leave it. That's the gedder of Baal Yirah. It's different than other lavim. Why is it that way? As Rav Asher is masber bo'oifin zeh. We'll start off with b'kitzer, a simple hesper. In all lavim of the Torah, the lav is don't do something. Don't cut your payas, don't marry mamzeres, don't bechule, don't do something. Either don't do a maisa, don't talk about a certain thing, don't do a dibur. Lav is always asering doing something. The only lav in the Torah that you have that's not talking about a maisa is Baal Yirah. Baal Yirah means not don't do something. Having chametz is not doing. There's no such thing as a lav in the Torah that's not loisese, don't do. Every lav is a loisese, don't do something. There's no lav of not having. As what's the kavan of the Torah when it says Baal Yirah, Baal Yimatzah, lo yimatzinu a lav ki yitzah. Must be the kavan of the Torah is it's telling you, do something to make sure you don't have. As Baal Yirah is mechayev you to be mevarid and to be boidikit to make sure you don't have. Now, the mocker of Nachum said is the Hagoyis Agrip al Arasad. Rabbi Ruchum Perla was one of the Gedolim in Europe. He printed a Sefer Rishon Smag, Sefer HaMitzvos, and he printed Hagoyis on it. He says the part. It was the first place that he saw it. As it's really Rabbi Ruchum Perla, as you saw it, but he was marchiv and brought many, many rayas. So, let's go into the Inyan. It's a very sheisoidisdik Inyan in understanding the law of Baal Yirah. As the Nochum Kedalke the Chodesh, he said, you're going to see it in many Gemaras and many Rishonim. As we'll start off and we'll bring the Gemaras he brings and the Rishonim. Number one, he brings a Gemara on the top of Hey Amid Aleph. The Gemara says there's a hekish of Hasbasa Sar Lachilas Chametz. There's a hekish between the mitzvah to be Mashpes Chametz to the Isser of Achilas Chametz. Where is the hekish? Zokt Rashi, because it says Sar Lo Yimotze Bivateichem next to the Isser Achila. Rav Nachum, the lav is lo yirah, the lo yimatzei. It doesn't speak about the choyves beer. As what's the Gemara saying? There's a hekish of choyves beer to achilas chametz. The hekish is the lav of lo yimatzei to the iser of achilas chametz. As why is the Gemara saying the hekish is on the choyves beer? Hashbaz asar. Zok Rav Nachum, you see a mefurish a Gemara, lo yirah, lo yimotze, is mechayev bimavar the chametz. As what is the lav called? Hashbosas sar. It's a Gemara on Hey Amid Aleph. And Rav Nachum brought another Gemara on Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara has one man diyama, one Tana Rev Yehuda. You have to be boidik three times. Every house, you have to be boidik three times. Not just the big mansions that they have in Lakewood, even every house, you have to be baited 3 times. Tzarech beer, where's the makkah? You have to be baited it 3 times. Zog the Gemara, because it says the chayvis beer in the Torah 3 times. Where does it say 3 times? Tashbisu, lo yirah, lo yimatze. Frek Reb Nachum, I see 1 time, tashbisu. Where does it say Hashbasa 3 times? It says lo yirah, lo yimatze. It says don't have chametz. It doesn't say to be mashbis chametz. State that ba'al yirah, ba'al yimatze is mechayiv hashbasa, and it's mechayiv bdika too. As there was a hamaminu, you have to be bleeding every house 3 times. As those are 2 gemaras, which are stark and mekayris, that lo yirah lo yimatze is mechayiv to be mevar and to be boitik. Second, that's a gemara. In Rishonim, Reb Nachum brought 2 Rishonim. He brought many Rishonim, but today to start off the Shtikl Torah, we're going to see 2 Rishonim. Tosfos on Chaf Tes Amud Beis says a very famous chiddush. If someone finds chametz on Pesach and he's choylech levaro miyad, Tosfos says if he's mashe al menas levaro, he's not over on Baal Yirah. Because it's a lav hanitik lasa. There's a lav of lo yirah, and it's nitik lasa of tashbisu. As if you want to do tashbisu right away, you're not over on lo yirah, the lo yimatze. Freg the Shagis Arya of Bomba Kasha on Tosfos. There's another lava nigga essay, a very famous one. Loi Sigzo, Veheshe Vesagzela. As Lafi Tosfos, it should be mutter to steal if you want to give it back afterwards. I mean, if you say lava nitik essay means that because there's a nitik essay, I'm allowed to be over the lav if I plan on doing the essay, as I should be allowed to steal if I plan on giving it back right away. How could Tosfos say it's mutter for me to leave over chametz if I plan on destroying it because it's a nitik essay? As every law of a nitik essay, it should be mutter to do that favor. And a father that loch is not that way. Zach Reb Nachum of Lefize is Dach Levalde. Because over here, the law is mechayev the essay. The Isser of Baal Yirah is get rid of chametz. Make sure it's not left over. As over here, when the lav itself is mechayev to be mevar, when you're on the way to be mevar, you're not over the lav, because you're doing what the Torah wanted from you. As being that the gedder of the lav is, get rid of it, don't leave it. As if you're on the way to get rid of it, you're not over on the lav. It's different than every nitik lesse. By other nitik lesse, the lav is loisigzo. There's a tikkun if you give it back, but the lav is not machayev the tikkun. Over here, the lav is machayev the essay. That's in Tosfos. And then in Rashi, we'll say one last marker. On the Gemara in Sadikei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Baal Yirah, Baal Yimatze is nitik le'essay. The Gemara in Sadikei Amud Aleph. Because what is the nitik? Everyone learns because it says Tashbisu. Rashi on Sadikei Amud Aleph says, you know what the nituk is? The nituk is because lo yiroe means lo yiroe v'nira tishbiseyu. Lo yiroe is menatik itself. You don't need the mitzvah essay of Tashbisu. Freg dechem neshleima. You need the pasuk of Tashbisu to tell you that there's a mitzvah of hashbasa. What does Rashi mean? Stated in Rashi, the last Rashi on Sadikei Amud Aleph, lo yirah is mechayiv Tashbisu. Okay. As we saw 2 gemaras and 2 rishonim, that lo yirah is mechayiv Tashbisu. Now, that's the big yisoid of Reb Nachum. Zok Reb Nachum, lefizeh, let's come back to Rashi. Rashi over here is levaldik. Frekti Makar Chaim. Rashi says you have to be boidik kadesh lo yavar b'bal yirah. The Torah says if you leave chametz, you're over on bal yirah. Where does it say you have to be boidik? Aber the fear Rashi on Sadiqay and the Gemara on Daf Hey and Daf Yud, Baal Yirah says make sure you don't see chametz. As if Baal Yirah says make sure you don't see chametz, Baal Yirah is mechayiv you to be boidik to make sure there shouldn't be chametz found on Pesach. As lefize kedei shelo yaver beBaal Yirah means the Baal Yirah itself is mechayiv. Being that Baal Yirah is mechayiv, it's a mitzvah of the Torah. The Baal Yirah is mechayiv to do it, as it's a mitzvah in the Torah. As you make asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah savitzivanu al bir chometz, because Baal Yirah is mechayiv big bir chometz. Void is a dins reason magdim el mitzvah. Baal Yirah is mechayiv bir chometz. As reason magdim it for the mitzvah of bir, because it's mamish achiyav of the Torah. That was the vote of Rav Nochum to explain the Rashi. Zoker Nochum, the Fize, you could answer the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. The Pnei Yeshua asks on Rashi, how could you say the Chiyav Dika's Daraisa? The Mishnah says, even in a Martev, there's a Chiyav Dika. The chances that there's a Chiyav, that there's Chometz in a Martev, is 25%. Sveika Daraisa Luchumra is only 50-50. This is a 25% chance there's chametz in the Martev. As being that it's a 25% chance there's chametz in the Martev, in Kol HaTayrakula we say Sveika, we say when the Suffolk is a 25% chance, we go Basar Raiv and we go Lekula. This is the big Pnei Yeshua Shailon Rashi. Rashi says, the B'dikah Shema Daraisa, Kedei Shalom Yoba Lebal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. And Rashi is mavur even by a maltev. There's a chayvus dika, a bezakr of nochum. That's a normal dinim hatayra. That's totally on 50%. But over here, where Baal Yirah tells you get rid of it, look after it. As over here, the Torah is mechayev you in a suffix to get rid of it. And he brought the lashon of the Rabbeinu David on Tes Amid Beis. Is the Torah was mechayev dika ala safik, because there's always going to be a safik if you have chametz in your house. And the Torah said, Baal Yirah, tashvisu. As you see, the Torah said, even in a safik, go look after it, go get rid of it. As if the Torah was mechayev lehedia in a safik, even if it's a 25% chance of a still yimuchoyev to look. When the Torah asr something, the mashal, it asr teach ratzim. But when I'm eating lettuce and it's a 25% chance, as I'll say, we suffic I could be makeup. But over here it's not eating lettuce. Over here the Torah said, get rid of the chametz in your batim, which is a suffic chametz. Get rid of it. As the Torah is machayev you to make sure you don't have chametz in your batim, even though it's a suffic. As being that the Torah is machayev in a suffic, as even on a small percent chance of a suffix, still there's a fear. Kamash malon the Mishnah. Makom she'ein machnisim, that the percentages are so low, over there, you're not chayim. This is the big yisoy of Rav Nochum to be mazbir the Rashi. What's together? Dika Mishum Baal Yirah. And with this, he answers the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. How is the chiyuv by a maltev daraisa? Now this Yisoid is something we're going to see in the Ran over here. We're going to buy much, much more and go into it. We touched on the Yisoid. As we go along, we'll be masbir more. We'll see it more. But I make this is the Tchilas Lomar. Okay. As that's the Yisoid. Tomorrow we'll learn the Taisis. I just want to be ma'ayir a deal for the Olam to be ma'ayin in Taisis tomorrow when we learn the Taisis. Rashi says it's Daraisa. Taisa says on Rashi, if Aboidik Sarashi Yavata, why is it Daraisa? But when Taisa asks the question, Taisa asks, Amai Hitzrichu Chachomim Bidika Klau? Why is Taisa asking, Amai Hitzrichu Chachomim? Rashi never said it was Darabanan. The Rabbeinu David, the Ran says, Rashi says, because Daraisa. What's this lashon of Taisis? Amai Yitzrichu Chachamim? If Rashi is talking about Diga Daraisa, okay. This is a little bit of a hurrah to work on. As Hashem, tomorrow we'll see the Taisis. It's kedai to see the other Rishonim, the Taisis of Bein Peretz, and the Taisis HaRosh, and Marchiv a lot, and they explain different practices.